From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Milk markets have been rallying to the upside lately. As of a week ago Friday, contracts in August, September, October, and November were all trading over $17 per hundredweight. Naomi Blom with Stuart Peterson tells AgriTalk the recent rally is actually led by cheese, with cheddar blocks making a new high for 2019 and cheese futures trading above their 2018 highest. MilkBusiness.com reports the market is trying to reduce production as much as possible, but recent milk production reports show an increase. Montana ranchers lost more than 37,000 cattle due to weather-related causes in 2018. That's according to the data from the Farm Service Agency. Drovers.com reports the Federal Livestock Indemnity Program paid out $11.1 million for the loss. Ranchers and the Farm Service Agency say there were more weather-related cattle deaths that did not qualify for compensation. FSA says the 2018 payout was more than four times the amount paid out for losses in the previous 4 years combined. The FSA numbers do not include livestock losses for any winter months in 2019. By the year 2040, according to A.T. Kearney, 60% of the meat we eat will not come from dead animals, but will either be grown in vats or replaced by plant-based products that look and taste like meat. According to AgriMarketing.com, the report traces the potential shift to both the environmental impact of conventional meat and to animal rights concerns. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.